I do a lot of thinking, and some of it's good thinking, I think, and some of it's thinking. I think we all have challenges with that. But this week, as I was thinking about the scripture this week from Luke chapter 20, and the questions that they were asking Jesus, and as it relates then to our faith today, some of the Sadducees in that story were telling that, hey, there's no resurrection, you know, and of course they didn't know that Jesus was going to be raised from the dead when they were saying that, but we know because we got history on our side. But in the Jewish tradition, all the Jews, really, the religious Jews, and not some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but other people, as they studied Torah, they knew that there was eternal life. Now, the term resurrection maybe wasn't the term that they used, but they believed. And Jesus, being a Jew, well-rounded in the Torah, and being asked a lot of questions when he was here on earth, you know, and he fended all them questions. And they were always trying to trick him. And same case in Luke 20. They said, teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves his wife with no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. They went on. Jesus taught in parables. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And the Sadducees took this thing sort of like a parable. And they went on. Well, now, Jesus, there was seven brothers. The first one married a woman and died childless. The second one and the third one married her. And in the same way, all seven died, leaving no children to inherit the kingdom of the family. Finally, when the woman died and there is no resurrection, whose wife would she be since the seven were married to her? Well, Jesus, in his grace and love and wisdom, he said, you know, the people of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in that resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die. And I like this, for they are like angels. They are God's children, and since they are children of the resurrection. And then he went on to say, well, you guys know about the account of Moses and the burning bush. He called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, right? He did not say anything but that we serve a God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive. I think God's got a good supply of spirits up there in heaven, and he matches those spirits with the earthly woman. And, you know, and then we have a baby born in the flesh with the Spirit of God in it, male and female. Now, we don't know, but we know one thing, that we are spiritual beings. Yeah, we can be born into the flesh, but we're spiritual beings. Think about it. Jesus came through the birth canal. What makes him so special as God manifested in the flesh, that he came with God's Spirit, and then he was impregnated into Mary, the mother, and he was born like you and I are born. That's a miracle. Don't ask me to explain it, because I can't explain it. But we know by faith that's exactly what happened. And then Jesus, you know, was raised. And he went through all the things that we went through as a child. And the Bible said he grew in wisdom and stature. One of the neat things about Jesus, though, is that he never sinned. He shared with us how not to sin and how we could get forgiveness and grace. But he never sinned. And he gave us a model to follow. Jesus' model, how he lived his life. Now, he was perfect, and he was tempted, but he stayed true to the Father. Now, we have a hard time. Maybe we could do that. I don't think we could if we had to start all over again. Yeah, I think I could follow them Ten Commandments, and I don't think we could. But anyhow, here we are in the situation with life and how we can have life more abundantly. And God walks with us, and he talks with us. It's a miracle. It's a fascinating thing to think about. So it all comes down to what I call faith. Now we say, and you've heard me say and others say, if it wasn't for the resurrection, we wouldn't have eternal life. But because of the resurrection after Jesus was crucified and put in the grave and then raised from the dead, what he did to that whole devil guy, he broke that bondage over sin and death, because the devil was always holding it over the people. Oh, you'll surely die. That goes back all the way into the Garden of Eden. Oh, yes, if you take some of this, you're surely going to die, or you're going to be like God. Well, he was raised from the dead, and he was seen by many. And he broke that bondage over sin and death. And it's a wonderful thing that we take all of this by faith, because we have hope. And I've been thinking about this thing called faith as I rambled along. Faith is more than just believing. It's trusting in our very lives and what we believe. Now, without hope, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the hope that we have in Christ, because of the resurrection, we have the hope and the blessings of eternal life. For example, if we can believe that somebody walked across a deep gorge on a tightrope. You see some of those on television sometimes. They string a rope across the Niagara Falls, and you know, and they walk across it, and you think, oh man, how'd they do that? Well, if we are willing to trust that that person carried us across, could he carry us across? Faith says yes. Faith in God says that we are willing to trust God with all of things here in our life, so we got to trust him with everything. And we are willing to follow his guidelines for living as outlined in the Bible, because we have the conviction that this will be the best for us. Can't imagine going through life without hope and the belief that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, will carry us through not only this life, but in the life to come. You see, the Christian life is what is best, not for the world always, but for us eternally. So we think about this thing called faith, and you know, we need to pass it down. I'm glad that we have this thing called evangelism, meaning spreading the good news. It's our responsibility. Believe in Jesus and you'll be saved. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. That is the key. You got to believe. And it says, all who believe will one day be praising God in heaven. If you stay strong in your faith, you will receive praise and honor. That little book of Jude talks about how we will return with Christ to set up his kingdom here on earth. It's a wonderful promise. And you say, well, I have faith, but I still have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, fear not, I've overcome the world. You're going to have them. So why do we have all these challenges? Why do we suffer with all this stuff? Well, we need to work way through it, because life is not a sprint, it's a journey. So, with that, we just kind of got to hang on with the blessed hope that we have in Christ. Because the grace of God has appeared and offered salvation to all. That word all means all. Everybody. So we're grateful for that. So anyhow, I was just rambling today and just thinking about all kind of stuff. I guess that's what I do. Sometimes I can put it together. I had one buddy came to the door one time when I was serving at a church, a visitor. And at the door he says, "You know what? That was the most convoluted message I ever heard in my life. But, you know, at the end you put it all together. Thank you." Well, I think that's probably what we all do. At the end we can put it all together. That's what Jesus has done for us. So keep on keeping on is my old favorite hymn okay, on out to war. Christian soldiers march out to war. War with who? War with the devil, because we win. And it says in the back of the book, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." Well, we have a lot of things to think about, a lot of things to pray about always. And so we have prayer requests, and you'll see a lot of them on the bulletin. But I think most important thing when it comes down to prayer requests, you know, you don't need an 800 number. You don't need a priest to go to. That's what makes it so special. When Jesus was on the cross and he gave up the ghost, the Bible says the veil in the temple was rent in two, giving us direct access to the Holy of Holies. Up to that time, the only way we could get to the Holy of Holies would go through a priest. But now we have access to God's kingdom through Jesus Christ. So your prayers, you don't have to do anything but just say, "God, I want to talk to you today." And that's all prayer is. You can do it wherever you are. And, "Daddy, I need to crawl up on your lap. I got a lot of things to share and I need your help." And the disciples said that you taught them how to pray. And I have this model prayer that you taught, and I just want to seek your wisdom and grace as we close this segment. Praying that prayer that Jesus taught. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation." Hear this, church. "But deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." And thank you. If you tuned in today, thank you for letting me just ramble. And the most important thing is our faith. The faith and hope that we have in Christ. And that's what it's all about. You gotta have faith, and then you gotta work your faith. You know, James says, "Faith without works is dead." That don't mean we have to work our way to salvation. What it means is, though, that we gotta work our faith. Study God's Word. Share God's Word with others. And I hope and pray you got something out of this rambling today. In Jesus' name, have a good day.